How'd you used to keep the milk?
Now back in those days, of course, it was dug wells. You know what a dug, big dug well is? With the buckets three or four feet wide. We'd go out there and go, we had these here 10-gallon milk cans. Well, a lot of people had 5-gallon cans, but most of them had these big cans. Well, we'd get a big old wash tub and set that can over in that wash tub and fill it full of water. And when we strain our milk, we'd have a big old concern. Some way or another, stir your milk in your can till you get it cool down some. Let it stay in that water all night. That milk ain't gonna sour. No, that milk wouldn't sour.
Water's pretty cold.
Though. Yeah, that water'd be cold coming out of that well. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you ever get that milk chilled and cool in that can stay cool all night with you.
How did you did your mother make what did your mother make out of the milk? Butter, I suppose.
No, we sold it.
Oh, you did.
We saved enough for ourselves too, but.
What'd you have? You had butter and what else?
Well, we had butter, we had our syrup, we raised our bread, corn. Back then, of course, ain't none in this country now that I know anything about. We used to have grist mills. We'd make your meal, you know, just like any other, just like the feed mill makes it. And
grow it and then take it to the mill?
And take it to the mill after it dries, the corn gets dry on the stalk, just like anything else would get dry. Of course, in the fall of the year, when time comes, you gather that corn, harvest it, carry it to your crib, and put it in your crib. And when you got ready for some bread or something, get out there and shell it, shuck it and shell it. Carry it to the mill and have you some meal made out of it.
Would you tell me more about that mill? Remember anything about how it used to work? How they used to... Did you pay them or what?
It took toll out of it, see. In other words, I've forgotten now. It takes 8 gallons of corn to make a bushel. Well, if you carry a bushel to the mill, back then, I believe it took a gallon of corn out of 8. In other words, you got 7 gallons of corn back out of eight buckets.
And then he'd sell that?
He'd sell it. In other words, a lot of people back in those days would buy the meal too. I mean, he'd grind a lot of meal. I'd say, if you lived up here in town on the farm and you wanted some fresh cornbread, you'd go down to the mill and you'd buy your little sack of meal.
So he'd sell his toll?
He'd sell it to you. Sell you some corn and grind it if you didn't have none ground. Well, that's where he had to get by, see? Or it was just like a gin. Mm-hmm. Now, used to, a bale of cotton seed wouldn't pay for your bale of cotton ginning. Wouldn't pay for the ginning of the cotton. Sometimes you'd have to pay $2 or $3 out of your pocket to pay for the ginning. Mm-hmm. And, of course, after so long a time, times kept coming on. Of course, your cotton seed went to paying off and on. Of course, actually, well, back in about 51, 2, long there, I was farming in down in Lee County. And I'd carry a bale of cotton to the gin. I'd have $8 or $9, maybe $10 left out of a bale of seed after I done paid for my ginny. Well, that's what the little folks said, that's what I was living on from the time I got my cotton gathered to I started picking my cotton till I got it gathered. I was just living off of my cotton seed and what I could pick up, because I was working on hay, and of course, in the fall of the year, man,
cotton seed for?
How that?